Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn are two of the latest in a string of celebrities to have salacious, compromising, private images of themselves stolen and posted online, needless to say, without permission. Commentator Bill Littlefield finds in this circumstance a tale for our time, not just about celebrities, but anyone who's been caught in the unwanted candid camera of online scrutiny.
He once was all a man could be upon the golfing course, a veritable shining knight upon a big white horse, the guy who would change everything for golfers of a hue less pale than those who'd gone before. And what the man could do, according to his father, was to bring about a change throughout the world, not just in golf. And though that may sound strange, it almost seemed believable as he piled up the wins and brought the game of golf back from the dead until his sins of both commission and omission started mounting up. He could, from time to time, propel the ball into the cup, but not as well as he'd once done. Instead, he made the news for cracking up his car and then enduring all the blues endured by lots of men who are caught when witlessly they've strayed into forbidden pastures. And it isn't golf that's played within those not-so-leafy bowers. It's a different game. But getting caught is getting caught. It is, I guess, the same for wealthy golfers as for any other straying clown who's where he has no business being when his pants are down. Then came the injuries that come to athletes young and not, the surgeries, attempted comebacks, traffic stops, the lot. So he'd, who'd been a golfing legend, became tabloid fare. And though the golf continued, no one seemed so much to care how often he broke par or how much money he acquired. They wanted pictures of the women he had lately squired to wherever he had squired them, and unhappily there are some photos in which I am told the former golfing star is not dressed up in golfing garb, is not dressed up at all. And what had been some slipping is by now, I guess, a fall. The moral, as Bob Dylan put it in an early song, is that one shouldn't ever be where one does not belong. But there's a further moral. For these days, it might be said that for the champ and for the chump, man, privacy is dead.
Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.